Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.
Thanks to appliancesdelivered.ie, Ireland's highest rated electrical retailer.
And as you heard Ciarán mention there, there is one man that you're going to be hearing lots about today, and that is Greg O'Shea. It's Love Ireland. That's the headline in today's Irish Daily Mirror, and gold for Greg and Amber also across the tabloids this morning. The 24-year-old Limerick man photographed across nearly all of the papers, particularly the tabloids today, after the rugby star and his partner Amber Gill won the reality TV show Love Island last night. They scooped the £50,000 sterling between them. Greg only entered the show about 2 weeks ago, and as you heard there in the news bulletin as well, of course, Longford woman Maura Higgins also finished with her partner in fourth position. That story is across all of the papers today, and I've no doubt you'll be hearing more about it as well. But the Irish Examiner's headline this morning: Facebook workers to sue over graphic content. More on that story in the front of the Irish Examiner today. The Irish Independent leads this morning with something we are going to be talking about here on Breakfast Briefing in a few minutes' time. But their headline today: Johnson snubs Varadkar as UK ups ante in standoff over Brexit. The British Prime Minister has, according to the Irish Independent this morning, become engaged in a diplomatic standoff with the Taoiseach over the Brexit backstop amid a marked deterioration now in Anglo-Irish relations. And Boris Johnson's failure to speak to the Taoiseach despite taking office now nearly a week ago has actually been viewed in government and diplomatic circles as evidence of Britain now upping the ante over their insistence that the backstop be removed from the Brexit deal. And Boris Johnson's spokeswoman also said yesterday that the new Prime Minister will refuse to meet EU leaders, including the Taoiseach, until they agree to ditch the backstop. Boris Johnson later insisted, and he's quoted in the paper, "I don't want the UK to be aloof or hanging back. I want us to engage, to hold out the hand, to go the extra mile, the extra 1,000 miles. But he reiterated that the withdrawal agreement is dead and the backstop must go. And the delay in the British Prime Minister speaking to the Taoiseach is, of course, fairly unprecedented in recent times. We'll have more on that story in about 10 minutes' time this morning. The Irish Times, though, leads today. Their headline: private schools subsidised by €90 million last year. Taxpayers subsidised private schools by more than €90 million in 2018, according to the latest official figures. And the bulk of this basically went on salaries for teachers in the state's 51 fee-paying schools, capital expenditure, and also things like computer equipment and sports facilities. And the figures come really now at a time when day pupil numbers in fee-paying schools are actually returning to levels that were last seen before the recession. And according to these, the latest official enrolment statistics for last year and this year for the academic year, it shows the number of students attending private schools jumped to more than 25,500. That's up almost 500 on the previous year, while numbers slipped during the recession, with some private schools opting to enter the free educational scheme. Enrolments in the fee-paying sector have actually been growing steadily over the past 4 years. But most private schools in the South Dublin area are actually over-subsidised and have long waiting lists for day pupils. There's more on that story. Also, inside the paper too, there have been calls, there have always been calls from the Labour Party for state funding of teachers' salaries in private schools to cease. A spokeswoman for the Department of Education estimated that this would end up costing the taxpayer at least €23 million. We want your view on that this morning. Should that be the case? Should it cease? You can let us know on Twitter at BreakfastNT. Quick look at some of the tabloids, their headlines this morning. The Herald leads with ex-Ireland star pleads guilty. The Star leads with prison exclusive let out to say goodbye to mum. And the Daily Mail this morning leads the compensation payout following an RTE expose. But to some of the other stories that you are going to be talking about, and you're going to be hearing more about them as well throughout the course of the day. Dublin motorists facing 3 kilometre diversions under a North Inner City bus plan. We want your view on this story today. This is a one-way traffic system that was designed for Dublin's Stony Batter as part of the Bus Connects programme. It'll force motorists now into a detour of almost 3 kilometres through some of the worst traffic in the capital's inner city. And residents protested back in March against the NTA in the initial Bus Connects plan, which would have caused tree felling and removal of parking and loading parking bays on Manor Street in Dublin. But the National Transport Authority has produced revised designs which increase the amount of green space, involving the planting of more trees and also retaining street parking spaces. But as a trade-off to that, private cars will no longer be permitted to travel from North Circular Road to Manor Street. We want to hear from you this morning if you're a motorist who uses that particular routeway. More tree planting and retaining street parking versus private cars no longer allowed to travel from North Circular Road to Manor Street. Is it a fair trade-off? Do you agree? You can let us know this morning on 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. Also in the Irish Times today, more details on this story about the Fair Deal scheme and the waiting lists. We were only talking about it on the programme yesterday, but the waiting list for the programme jumps by 16% in just 3 weeks. According to the Health Service Executive, the number of people waiting for a nursing home position or a nursing home place under the state's Fair Deal scheme has jumped by a sixth in just 3 weeks. And the Fair Deal, of course, is the name given to the nursing home support scheme, which finances long-term care for most older people across the state, just over €1 billion each year. We want to hear from people who are on those waiting lists and waiting to actually get a Fair Deal scheme spot as well this morning. Interesting story, though, in the Irish Examiner. I think you'll be hearing quite a bit about this morning as well. Students in favour of optional Irish. That's the headline. Many students think Irish should become an optional subject for the Leaving Cert, as a review of senior cycle education now in covers fairly mixed views on keeping the Irish language as a compulsory subject. And parents would also like to see students have the option to focus on 5 exam subjects instead of 7. Many students believe all subjects should be optional, and this finding is included in a review of the existing senior cycle that was launched by the National Council for Curriculum and Assessment and is now open for public consultation. And the review basically looks at the current curriculum and the structure of the senior cycle, and also they're looking for feedback from educational stakeholders, teachers, parents, as well as the input of the 2,500 students who are participating in schools. We want to hear from people this morning. Do you think, should the Irish language be a compulsory subject for the Leaving Cert? Would you prefer the idea of students just studying 5 subjects for the Leaving Cert instead of 7? I have to say that's 100%. I've always agreed with this. I always think that the Northern system, the A-levels, is a much better system rather than the Leaving Cert in terms of studying 3 versus 7 subjects. But you can let us know your take this morning, 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. Also in the Irish Examiner today, failure to regulate short-term lettings. The government has been accused of failing significantly short of the standard of regulations that were recommended by its own working group set up to look at the issue of short-term letting. And of course, we've been constantly talking about the ongoing housing crisis. But this special working group that was chaired by representatives of the Department of Housing, An Bord Pleanála and Dublin City Council, among others, recommended an annual cap on the number of stays through sites such as things like Airbnb in its report that was published last Friday, after the Housing Minister Owen Murphy had also introduced new regulations for short-term lettings. I've no doubt you'll hear more reaction to that story as well this morning. Also in the Irish Examiner, and this story is across all of the papers today, Garda bosses land gangland convictions. That's the headline, page 4 of the paper. Garda senior management say the unprecedented number of gangland convictions in the courts in the last fortnight highlights what they describe as the unrelenting approach of the state agencies to tackling organised crime. And the Assistant Garda Commissioner for Special Crime Operations, John O'Driscoll, was speaking during a press conference yesterday. He said a total of 9 people have all received significant sentences since the 15th of July, and this includes 6 people that were also sentenced yesterday. There's more on that story really on the inside of all of the papers this morning. The Irish Independent has an interesting story too today, page 7 of the paper. Building costs rise over rules on energy. Construction costs are set to rise by 6.3% this year because new energy efficiency standards have really increased demand for the likes of specialist workers and materials, and this is according to an industry report. And yesterday's forecast by the Society of Chartered Surveyors of Ireland shows that costs already have jumped over 3% nationally in the first 6 months of the year and are expected to rise a further 2.9% by the end of this year as developers complete and try and compete as well and look for specialist materials and also expertise. If you've been affected by that, you can get in contact with us this morning, 53106. 6. What about the weather forecast, though? The Irish Independent: summer is sunshine and showers expected to last beyond the bank holiday. It hasn't been too bad, certainly a little bit mixed, but the sunshine and showers theme of our summer weather conditions now set to last well into August. You'll be glad to know if you're staying at home this summer. Good news, especially for the Galway Racing fans. There's at least 3 days this week that'll feature mostly fairly good weather or fine weather and spells of bright sunshine. The best of the conditions, though, will be tomorrow, Wednesday. Also Thursday and Friday, though all 3 days still carry the risk, though, of the odd occasional shower. Heavier rain also likely today, Tuesday, and again back on Saturday. And Met Éireann is basically warning that rain spells on Saturday could prove both persistent and quite heavy in areas. But today we'll see the risk of thundery showers across the south of the country. Just one or two final stories for this morning. Interesting piece, actually, in the Daily Mail, page 9 of the paper today. Fairway to Heaven, that's their headline. In an age, of course, of dwindling church attendances, one ancient place of worship has revealed a drive to increase numbers at their cathedral. The Rochester Cathedral in England has installed a crazy golf course in its inside the church, and billed as an educational facility, the course has 9 holes that each feature a model bridge. And the cathedral dates back to about hundreds of years ago, and they unveiled the attraction at the weekend. It'll open to the public for free daytime sessions until the 1st of September. Certainly a very novel idea, Fairway to Heaven. And also, just to let you know, if you're interested, I just can't believe this is a story that's out today. Page 12 of the Herald. London's iconic Selfridges has again become the first store in the world to reveal their Christmas shop a full 5 months ahead of the big day. Just absolutely ridiculous. Definitely far too soon. But you can let us know your take on it this morning.
Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.
Thanks to appliancesdelivered.ie, Ireland's highest rated electrical retailer.